You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Wadamuli and welcome to NITV Radio. I'm Kerry Lee Harding, and coming up for you now, a conversation with NITV Radio's Bryden Nichols with Bori Monty Pryor, author of young people's books. And coming up now, they yarn about writing and his new release book, Story Doctors.
This is Bori Monty Pryor. I'm Koonganji man and Birriggubba man from North Queensland. That's up near Cairns and down near Bowen. My job at present is, I suppose, writing, but also working at schools, anywhere, I suppose, that I can. So I've been doing that for a fair while now.
How important is storytelling?
Storytelling is very important to us as blackfellas, because that's our lineage to way back to the past. And I think that is what holds us in good stead to be strong and not be better than, but stronger within ourselves. We have to find that, though. So I think that's the struggle for me anyway, as well as most people I know.
So you're an accomplished children's author and you're passionate about children's literacy. What inspires this?
First of all, stories. Reaction to stories when I'm telling them live, which is the best thing ever for anyone who wants to do this kind of work, but also just grow within themselves, because you test yourself and you, work with preschool through to lower and upper primary and then high school and then universities, then detention centres and special needs kids and homeless kids and richest schools, poorest schools, the remotest communities in Australia. And that's what sharpens you, that makes you better and stronger. It's that learning from other people, but also teaching and sharing with other people. So I suppose that's, and when you say children's, author, I am, but whenever we do a story or I do a story, I leave it open for the widest possible audience, hence Story Doctors. But it's more so that aspect of doing the work on yourself, within yourself. And there's a lot to get through to get to that. And once you're a little way in, it doesn't become easier, but it's much better.
Can you tell us a bit about your new book, Story Doctors?
Story Doctors, very cool. Don't know how this happened. It was a couple of years ago I had this premonition, I suppose, that one day our country, Australia, was going to get very sick. This was about 3 years ago now, maybe four. And I wanted to write something because I was frustrated that no one was, that I could see in charge, was looking for answers to make things better. Not that I have the answers, but collectively, our voices, if they were heard, would make a difference. So I thought, well, I want to write something. So how am I going to write it? I had no idea. And then how I was going to write it, I had a feeling of what I wanted to say. And as a black fellow, you're angry, and there's lots in the past that I'm still dealing with, and comes back to whacking in the face sometimes, and you try your best to not so much avoid it because it's going to be there, but not even stand up to it, but mainly understand it. So I had no idea it was going to be in verse. And in lockdown last year, I started writing it. Kind of took me a couple of weeks to get myself where I wanted to be to write it. And of course, in lockdown, you're only allowed, I was in Melbourne, so I was only allowed an hour out a day, 5K limit. And then they changed and chopped and changed to 2 hours and 10K limit. And it was like for months, and felt like months anyway. So there I was in this little room and trying to work out how I was going to write it. So then I had an idea. I kind of like in my head, I made up two entities. One is echoes and the other is the written word. So it's, I suppose, a metaphor or something like that for black fellas and white fellas. So, and a different way of speaking as well. So I made up these entities in my mind, and then I had to deal with the demons so that these two entities could allow me to sit with them. So I went into that room and dealt with all the things that wanted me to be who I wasn't, which is an angry black man. Had to deal with the demons from the past, but also the newer ones. You know, the Prime Minister saying there was no slavery in Australia, Black Lives Matter, statues being pulled down, heck, blowing up sacred sites. So there are lots of things in there that would give me the right to be who I wasn't. So after screaming and yelling and thumping the ground and doing all of that stuff and crying and doing all of that, and sort of I walked out of the room kind of shredded and bleeding, I suppose. And the two entities were there looking at me going, "I'll say you've done your work. Come on, we'll sit down." So then that's how it began. And so in writing the foreword, I'll read it to you and then I'll explain it to you. Eco echoes, words of medicine. Somewhere in the midst of 2018, I had this feeling that one day very soon, our country, Australia, was going to get very sick. We as a nation have been unwell for a very long time now. And I myself was sick of being sick and felt that what we all needed was a different kind of medicine. The kind that should have been taken well before those annoying symptoms raised their ugly heads. And the medicine I'm talking about is a very special kind of medicine. And it can only be found in one place. It's right there. In those echoes, the ones that have traveled through the voices from the oldest continuous living culture in the world. Australia is made up of 30% desert and is the driest continent in the world. First Nations people were shaped from and by the earth. We know each other very well, so much so that we define longevity and defy logic. So this got me thinking. Could there be any way possible to take these eco echoes and shape their wise voices into written words of medicine? Fear, anger, self-loathing, loss of worth, and guilt punctured my heart again. I cried, I sobbed, I yelled, I screamed. I was in so much pain, I felt I couldn't stop the bleeding. Because I knew that if I had any chance at all to have these written words listen to those eco echoes, I'd have to wrestle with these monsters once again. As I began to write there in my small room in Carlton, Melbourne, these monsters surrounded me, looking for a fight. I wrestled and fought to pick my words carefully, denying them any chance to poison my thoughts. Then, two lines in 1 month, my heart stopped bleeding. Five lines in 2 months, band-aids appeared. 10 lines in 3 months, the pain still lingered. Then, 6 lines in 1 month, I was breathing with no pain in my heart. My heart was happy because these ego echoes and those written words have finally met and they like each other. So now they have gotten together and shaped these wise voices into written words, medicine. Hopefully, when you read these words unknowingly, you will taste that medicine. I fought so very hard to find a way to heal. I really gave it my best shot. I hope you find yourself alive and well within the covers of this book. So that kind of sums up for me the struggle and fight to be able to write that. So I work in preschools and the preschools love it. So it can be used, the preschools want to use it, the teachers, and the kids love the stringy person and they love the animals and they love the footprints and the feathers and the geckos. And so the teachers will read to them the story, but shape it in words that they will understand. And then it goes through to primary and high and university. So that is what we, you know, try to do in the book. And the editors, Davina and Elise, and the illustrator, Rita Sinclair, we all worked very hard to make it happen. And the shape and the whole context of the rhythm of the verse was never messed with. So the last time I said it was right. And there was no change at all to that. So working with Rita and I are working on another book up, and she's an Ingham woman, and we're good mates, and we've been working on this other book for about 8 years, 10 years. So when this chance came up, I said, Ding, I want you to do this with me. And she went, oh. And then no one knew who she was, and I said, no, I want her. And now she's just come in and kicked it out of the park, you know, just really rocked with it. So we have great discussions and we work on point, and we aren't afraid to, you know, like, to share, but also to work hard to work through the issues, if there's any, to get to the right place.
Sounded very powerful. Is it difficult delivering such a powerful message to such a wide audience?
Well, firstly, you know, something that you do, I know that, you know, if you write something or do something, you work really hard to make it the best it can be, and you know, the best of you is in that, and you sit back and hope it does something. So I have no idea the power of this. Apparently it's huge, but I have no idea, you know. And the first thing that most people should do when they're working on something is write for themselves, through themselves, not the expectation of what other people want them to write, you know. So I think, and this is my own kind of like way, I suppose. Each person is different. But also, I think that I've worked with over 1.5 million children and teachers and adults. And everything I do comes from them. And the basic point, the basic strength and the basic power is family. So without my family, I couldn't have done any of this. But then you build on that. And the path you take is the one you choose. And sometimes you can go off path. And it's hard to get back on the path that you were on. And then it's up to your choice, you know, how hard you work to get to that. And the hardships you put in then shape you into a different person, I suppose, because that really empowers you. So I think that I'm very lucky that I've got, you know, whatever I'm working on, I have great people around me. And some of it's luck, but some of it's not only my work, but their work as well. And if we don't, you know, don't do that, then nothing gets done.
So your book, Story Doctors, launches in July in time for NAIDOC Week. This year's NAIDOC yep. Week theme is Hill Country. So what does that mean to you?
Well, 3 years ago, I didn't say that in a few years' time, we're going to have Healing Country. I better do this book and get it out. I have no idea if it's Healing Country this year. People go, how did you know? I said, it's a black thing. And I said, I have no idea. And you see, that's what I'm talking about, is that if you just work hard, things will fall in place. If you sit there and whinge and point the finger, there's no place for you. And we all have different strategies, but we also have different things in our lives. Some may be, you know, more drastic than others, but you just have to find a way. And I think that, and that's true in all forms of life, you know, for anybody to be, you know, proud of who they are and to work hard. I think it's, I know it's harder for black fellas because we just see all this stuff and what's not happening and blaming and get over it. And so those are the things that we have to deal with, plus be a good citizen and work and hard and, you know, put in stuff to make the world work. So, you know, plus then for us to keep our stories and share them and paintings and story, you know, it's really weird to be in a spot sometimes. But I think I just have that wherewithal to be really centered on stuff. And I think parents, teachers, all the kids that have helped me, teachers, is why Story Doctors is there.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.